I'm speaking with Jay Seaton, publisher of the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. The Sentinel is the largest daily newspaper in Western Colorado, with distribution in 6 counties. The paper was founded in 1893. It's a family-owned and run newspaper. Welcome to Local Motion, Jay.
Good morning. Thank you.
So in 2009, your family bought this newspaper and you became the publisher. Your brother Ned and your father Ed also have roles in the business. Can you talk about your family's history in the business of newspaper publishing and why did your family decide to buy the Sentinel?
Sure. We own small town newspapers throughout the Midwest, small towns like Hastings, Nebraska and Manhattan, Kansas. And in 2009, we observed a market shift that we thought was appropriate in the industry, and we went into more of a buying posture. You know, we thought that the market had bottomed out, but, you know, not exactly sure we've seen the bottom quite yet. But so far, it's been a really great experience and a great acquisition for us.
And you'd never lived in Colorado before, had you?
No, I was practicing law in Kansas City doing commercial litigation. And so when we acquired the Sentinel, you know, the powers of the be said, well, why don't we send the guy out there that doesn't know anything about newspapers and see how he does? But it's in some interesting ways, it's very much like practicing law in that every day you get some new issue in the door and you put it into the intellectual hopper and you make a decision. I'm just not making legal decisions that much anymore.
You've said that the Sentinel's committed to a watchdog function. Can you talk about how you do that and why you feel it's an important role for the paper to play?
You know, I think it is important to take a constitutional law look for a second. When the framers put together this experiment, they created 3 branches of government. Those are the first 3 articles of the Constitution. The very next thing they did was create the First Amendment. And the First Amendment says it has absolutely prohibitory language, and it's unique language in the rest of the Constitution. It says Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of the press or of speech. Again, that language is unique. So the framers set an outside force up, the free press, as a check on those 3 apparatuses of government that they had just created. So that's a sort of a triangle that the judiciary, the executive, and Congress were checks on themselves. And so when their framers finished that, they then set an outside check on what those 3 branches of government do. And I consider my role very seriously. Our newspaper here and a free press generally plays an important role in that apparatus. So any attempt to diminish our role as a constitutional check on the other 3 branches, I take very, very seriously.
Some of the ways that you do that are by sort of aggressive use of public records. What are some of the other reliable sources that you use at the Sentinel?
I think the best check on government activities is just here locally, and that is we've got a beat reporter assigned to various branches of local government. So we have a school district reporter, we have a county reporter, we have a city reporter, we have a reporter that does state and some national coverage. And when you are a reporter on a beat like that, you get to know your sources, you get to know the government players quite well, and you're in their face asking hard questions. You're watching what they do. You are inquiring, trying to take a deeper dive on the decisions that these bodies are making. And through that process, I think what we all hope to see is real transparency. And, you know, the way I view it is just a government is just like a corporation in that the shareholders of a corporation get to know what the management that they put into place is doing. And similarly, the taxpayers, like the shareholders, get to know what our elected officials are up to. It's our job to pry in and find out what that exactly is. And we get, on a regular basis, we get obfuscation, we get stiff arms, we get doors closed in our faces, and then it's our job to try to pry it open any way we can, whether it's through open records, open meetings, laws, requests for information. information or documents, or if it sometimes it's our own investigation.
The Sentinel has about 8 reporters and about 20 people maybe working in your editorial department. And then you look at something like the New York Times, and they have a newsroom of over 1,200 people working on things. So how does the size of a news staff affect the reporting? And what are the pros and cons kind of having a small staff?
Yeah, all told, we have about 27 people in the newsroom, but many of them are editors, copy editors, which play a very important role in what we do. And let me just tell you a moment about the editorial process inside a newspaper, which I think is one of our great strengths because it reinforces our credibility. And that is, a reporter, like you said, I think we have 8 or 9 reporters who are on the street with regularity, covering regular beats. They will go out and gather information and write a news story about an event. And they take that news story and present it to their editor. And the editor will evaluate that story, try to poke holes in it, say, you need to beef this up, get a second source for this. I don't know that I believe this. Go back and punch this thing up for me. The reporter does that, sends it back to the editor. That editor will perhaps have more comments, but then will send it on to another editor. So you have a third independent set of eyes on this reporting. And the purpose is, this is the editorial process. The purpose is to vet real information, to make sure that what we have is reliable, our readers can count on it, they can organize their lives around it. So I think that is vital. So we have a larger newsroom than perhaps people see on the street, but that process is vital to maintain our one asset, which is our integrity. So how do we get along with a small news staff? I wish we were 3 times bigger. There are a million stories I hear throughout Western Colorado that I think are worthy of coverage and investigation. It is not easy to watch some of these stories go uncovered when I know that if we had the resources, we could pry into it and find information that residents and taxpayers out here and nationally would, I think, find interesting. It's it is one of the great frustrations, trying to make ends meet. We have to make a profit here, but the profit is not the primary driver. The profit serves the mission, and the mission is a First Amendment mission, getting out there, getting real information that people can organize their lives around.